From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents the music of Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends.
Thank y'all very much for having us here. We're going to take a minute to go around right now and introduce everyone standing up here. Right over here to my left and your right, playing that acoustic guitar, is going to be playing some leads, singing harmonies from Greenwood County, Kentucky, Mr. Corey Neese. Right behind him on that big guitar from Flatwoods, Kentucky, Mr. Ian Ellerbrock. Straight behind me back here on drums from Portsmouth, Ohio, Mr. Bobby Hunt. Over here to my right, your left, playing that lead guitar from Worthington, Kentucky, Mr. Mike Moore.
Life.
Gridiron Radio's official radio partner is WEKU. Serving central and eastern Kentucky, WEKU is Kentucky's NPR station. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Collins. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 664th live concert performance. Tonight, we are so pleased to present Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends. Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends are an alternative country band grown in the small town of Raceland, Kentucky. Welcome, Josh Brown and the Hard Livin' Legends, to the Red Barn stage.
Girl, I know that you're tired. Tired from working hard all day. Don't even stop at a red light. Bring it on home, let me have my way. Hey, don't worry about those dishes. You ain't gonna need a one tonight. I'll get to them when we're finished. Around the time morning brings light. Girl, don't worry about tomorrow. Full of sin. There ain't a thing that I would not do just to get my hands upon your skin. Baby, no, we got nowhere to go. We got nowhere to be. Wind and stars are all a-watching. So let me show them what you mean to me. Girl, don't worry about tomorrow. We need to make it through tonight. Bring you a heart and a lunchbox. 'Cause girl, you know I'm gonna do this right. This old house, it was made for nights like this.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Well, welcome, listeners, to the second show of our 18th season on Red Barn Radio. Tonight, our guest is Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends. They're from a place called Raceland, Kentucky. Tell us about that place, Josh.
Josh Brown.
Population 2,000, one stop signal in the entire town.
Let's go a little bit further than the one stoplight. Play the role of the Chamber of Commerce person in Greenup County, and what's going on in that county? It's a big county.
Well, I mean, pretty much the same thing that's been going on the last 50 or so years. School. That's about it. There's not a whole lot going on in Greenup County, Kentucky. It's not like Fayette County.
How'd you end up there? You got family there?
Yeah, I grew up there, born and raised.
Yeah, and what'd your family do there?
My dad works for the Bellefonte Hospital, and my mom works for Bellefonte Hospital, so hospital and factories. Huh. That's the thing.
What's a big city there in Greenup?
The city of Greenup would probably be the biggest. You know, the science probably isn't in on this.
How close is Ashland to where you live?
10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's a pretty big town.
Oh, that's metropolis.
Yeah, right.
You've got a new industry coming to the area that'll bring a lot of new jobs. And, you know, you have shows at the Paramount, but it's not really a lot of local shows. Although the new director who just got in there is really trying to move towards that direction of bringing in local acts to open up for national acts. Lord, here I go. Out on this same road. Does it begin or does it end? Right here at my home. I sleep all night. And I dream all day. Do I stay or do I go? Do I really even ever say? And these winds of change keep blowing against the grain. And these small town trains keep this house shaking all the same. It's a young man's game, just waiting for another day. So these bridges that I burn, may they light my way. My call, you know it's always been, so why'd I stick around here just to see you with him? Lord knows that it's my time to walk the line. Wait for another day, won't happen till morning gray. And these winds of change keep blowing against the grain. And these small town trains keep this house shaking all the same. It's a young man's game, just waiting for another day. So these bridges
happen. May they light my way.
What else do you do in addition to playing music?
I work at a chemical plant in Mortland. Exciting stuff.
Been there for a long time?
No, been there less than a month.
Huh?
Yeah.
What'd you do before that?
Music. I got into this by playing open mics back in like 2016, and then I got hired at a fire department back home, tore my Achilles tendon, and lost my job over it, didn't have any way to make money. So me and Mike went to high school together, and we, by chance, reconnected at the gym.
Mike, who's playing the lead guitar here, folks.
We played a show together around Halloween 2017. Yeah. And haven't missed one since.
Your name's at the front of this band, so I'm assuming you're the person who pulled this group of folks together.
Yeah, it was solo, and I was dead set against, like, getting an actual band. And then we got an actual band, and now I don't ever want to play solo again.
So when you started playing solo, did you just find yourself sitting on a load of songs?
When I started doing this, all I knew was cover songs. And then started writing and then just kept writing, and here we are.
Tell me about the writing, how that developed.
I wrote a song about my grandpa, which we'll be playing later. And then I didn't write another song for probably a year. And then I just wrote 20 and maybe 25 over the next 11, 12 months. Yeah.
How old were you when you first picked up an instrument and started getting into playing, or the first time you played and
sang? I was 18.
18 years old, huh? Yeah. What was it that happened at the age of 18?
Guys with guitars got more girls.
Uh-huh. Did you play sports in high school?
I did.
Yeah. What'd you play?
Football, baseball, basketball.
The football part doesn't surprise me. You're a big guy. What position did you play?
You know, as soon as I walked in here tonight, Emily was like, hey, could you wear a smaller shirt? I was a linebacker.
Oh, all right.
Lord, I need that girl like a summer needs a rain. Never calls her grief, only calls her right kind of pain. How swore she loved me, my life was like a song. But looking back with the fifth of Jack, hell, I couldn't be more wrong. Life, it got upended, my world turned upside down. Doing my very best to keep 2 feet on the ground. Now I dreamed of getting away, put my toes down in the sand. 'Cause I was playing second fiddle in a goddamn one-man band. Our glass ran empty, our clock ran down to nine.
So me and Cap'n Morgan gonna sail into the sun. Down, doing my very best to keep 2 feet on the ground. Now I dreamed of getting away from my nose down in the sand, 'cause I was playing second fiddle in a goddamn one-man band.
Entertain playing football after high school, or were you sure at the end of high school that you were done playing sports and that those three songs was going to carry you someplace?
Yeah, that was the dream, man. You know, Simple Man and a couple Aaron Lewis songs. That'll get you wherever you need to go.
Mike Moore.
As a young person, do you have a lot of music going on?
Not at all.
In your home?
No, not at all. I didn't listen to much at all. I really didn't even get into music until probably around the same time as I bought a guitar, like 18, 19. Like I heard Steely Dan and like the Allman Brothers for the first time at the guy who Ross Fest is named after. His name was Ron Ross. He passed away last year. He would always have vinyl playing in the garage. And the first time I heard the Allman Brothers, I was like, who is this? Someone please tell me more about this person. Yeah. So that kind of started me branching out.
Steely Dan.
Yeah.
Interesting stretch there.
He listened to everything, man. Like, absolutely everything. Now it's more like I'm a big Sturgill Simpson fan. Obviously, Tyler Childers, Chris Stapleton, a lot of the Kentucky boys.
Yeah. You found yourself pulled eventually away from things like Steely Dan and the blues of the Allman Brothers.
We still cover the Allman Brothers.
Do you?
Yeah. We still cover the Allman Brothers. But yeah, we play probably 90% country.
Oh, all right.
Some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings new life. Some say winter brings a cold tears. Hearts they freeze the day of the night. But when our arms met, well I knew that we'd melt that frost on sight. And you know we'll see these years through. My favorite season is you. Baby, come on over here with me. This fire needs another long. And you know we'll get it going. Open that door, let out the dawn. The way I'm gonna love you, it ain't meant for puppy's eyes. So close them blinds and baby come through. Gonna need all 9 lives. Some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings new life. Some say winter brings a cold tears. Hearts they freeze the day of the night. But when our eyes met, well I knew that we'd melt that frost on sight. And you know we'll see these favorite season has you. Well, I know that it ain't springtime. I could swear I felt some rain. And you know that these hot lines burning out all of life's pain. So if we can make these cold ones, maybe we can make them all. Come on over here and lay down. Let me hunt you like the fall. Well, some say summer is for lovers. Some say spring that brings you light. Some say winter brings the cold tears. Hearts say freeze the dead of night. When our eyes met, well, I knew that we'd melt that frost on the side. And you know we'll see these years through. My favorite season is you.
Next one is a song about a toxic relationship.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Josh Brown and the Hard Living Legends after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.